First of all, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I promise you, I've been doing the series, Thus Saith God's Word. And I still have the book that I've been studying. And this book is by Dorothy Wayman, and she has put together some scriptures that are for people who counsel other people. The topic tonight that was so befitting was thoughts. And I wanted to share some thoughts with you that I was personally having tonight. It's been an interesting weekend, past weekend anyway. So I had to go to the emergency room on Sunday. And I kind of passed out in the bathroom, and the ambulance had to come and get me, and I went to the hospital. And the doctor found some things, and this coming Monday, I'll have surgery. But I'm not telling you this just to tell my business. I just wanted to tell you that one of the things or the thoughts I was having is, you know, my son Darrell graduated from St. Aug in Raleigh with a bachelor's degree in physical therapy. He transitioned from that area back here to Winston along with my mother and my grandmother. My mother's 72, my grandmother's 92. And to see how he takes care of us right now. My granny has to have breakfast at 7 a.m., needs her coffee, her two eggs, and her one sausage every morning by 7. My mom just came home from having surgery on her shoulder. And my son DJ, the whole time my mom was in the hospital, the whole time I was dealing with what I was dealing with, and since he has been, for the past 4 years, he's been, you know, staying with my mom and my granny to help them. And to see a man 25 years old who literally could be out partying and, you know, being with his friends, and, you know, he's home, he's taking care of his granny, making sure she has her meals. He right now is taking care of the whole household because everyone else is out working, and I am currently not able to, and not able to move around like I need to move around. And I just wanted to acknowledge him tonight because he has taken so much responsibility and he hasn't complained one bit. I mean, he's had to get up in the middle of the night, you know, to, you know, handle my granny and make sure that she's taken care of while my mom was in the hospital. And now my mom is home and he's making sure we eat. He cooks. He's just being so responsible right now. And a matter of fact, my other son, Alfred, took me to the doctor yesterday, and he's been coming over and helping and making sure that DJ can get a break. And, you know, as we're taking care of each other, Alfred has been so responsible. He's just, you know, you really don't know how great your kids are until you need them. And they've been good to me, and they've been really there. And my husband is working so hard. And I tell you guys, when I passed out in the bathroom, I mean, he kicked in. He kicked in. He made sure he called 911. He made sure he was at the hospital. He made sure that I had everything that I needed. I hadn't had to worry about anything since I've been home. And I want to honor my husband and thank him for all he does, which is a lot, because I'm not able to do. And I just wanted to thank my daughters, Elena and Ariana, who have been just showing up and showing out, making sure the house is clean, and coming to visit and making sure that we get to, you know, be with them as well. And I don't even know why I'm telling y'all all of this, but thus saith God's word on thoughts is that we have to be on guard because the enemy will always be there to kind of throw a monkey wrench in some things. And we have to believe that God is in charge, first of all, and that he is still our maker, and that he, anything that does happen is still happening for our good, even if it throws everything out of whack. So I don't know who this is for today, but it's for somebody. So please share it just to encourage someone you know that's going through. Trust me, everybody goes through at some point. The key is your thoughts. And so here's what God says about it. He said that ever since we've been in the cradle, that the enemy has been really trying to condition us through our eyes and our ears. And we have to really stay guarded and protect what we hear, protect what we see, protect what we think. Because if we just look at TV, we can kind of get a little interestingly warped. And if we stay in our word a little bit more, if we read God's word, and there's some scriptures that he has here on thoughts. So make sure you got something to write with, because I'm going to give them to you in just a few minutes. But we have to make a difference, guys. We have to control how we're thinking. We have to know that, you know, there's going to be, life is going to life us. It's going to happen. All you have to do is keep living. But when life throws you a lemon, you always hear the cliche, you know, run for the sugar, make lemonade, right? But I'm telling you, that's harder than it seems sometimes. So when that happens, we just have to make sure that we are doing everything that we need to do. And also make sure that on scripture, Isaiah 26:3, it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. So I'm asking you to trust in the Lord tonight if you're going through some things, if life throws you a lemon, if you don't kind of know how things are going to go for the next few weeks, you just have to trust that it's going to go just fine. You have to trust that it's going to be all right. You have to trust that God has you in his hand. And in Psalm 94:11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. And he does. Philippians 4:8, whosoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are there by any praise, think of these things. Also, Psalms 1:1-2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the land, and his law, which is the word, doth he meditate day and night. Just know that there are so many things that we can do and keeping our mind stayed on God when we're being hit left and right, up and down, when things are not happening the way that we would like them to be happening. We have to understand that this too shall pass. We just have to understand that we really, if we just stand, don't retreat, just stand, because when it gets good again, we can keep walking. But just stand. Don't ever make a decision when you're down, when you're depressed, when you're being hit in all kind of directions, when you're just, you know, don't at your wit's end and you don't know what to do. Just keep standing. Keep knowing that you can get through whatever it is that you need to get through. And I'm going to ask for prayer. Monday at 4 a.m. if you are up, and if God leads you to be up, please pray for me. I know the surgery is going to be fine. I know that I'm going to be fine. And I also know it is surgery. So be in prayer. And at the same time, I still have to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have been, you know, obedient. I've been in the bed, been getting rest. But every Thursday at 9 o'clock now, instead of 8, I'm going to be giving God's word for whatever he has in this book, because he gave it to me. And I just want to thank everybody who is concerned about other people. Have your thoughts about others sometime. There's somebody right now who is real selfish that's looking at this video. And I want to tell you, if all of your thoughts are surrounded about you and what you need and only what you want and nothing else, you're missing out. You're missing out. Try to think about someone else, even if it's not before a moment, and see how you can serve them. See how you can help them. See what you can do for them. If you see an elderly person walking, help them. If you see them carrying bags, go and ask, can you carry their bags? If you see them coming through the doors, open their doors. Just see how you can just pay it forward just a little bit, especially when you know you've been blessed. There's so much happening in the world that is really interesting right now. But love on your family. Love on the people that are in your house. Love on people. Don't take them for granted, because truly, COVID is still taking people out of here. And what you don't want to do is be so selfish and so self-centered that you aren't even thinking about others and the people that are important to you, and then they're gone. That's what you don't want to happen. So please, if you're married, kiss your spouse. If you still have kids in the house, kiss them, love them. Let them know that you appreciate everything they've done for you. And I don't care if it has been something as simple as get you a bottle of water when you were thirsty. Sometimes we are looking for all these grand gestures of love, and we have people taking care of us every day in their own way. If a person takes time to think about you, that's a blessing. Because the mind has billions of thoughts in the mind every day. And the mind can think about all types of things. And if somebody thinks about you and says, hey, I just wanted to call, I was thinking about you. Trust me when I tell you that's a blessing. Don't ever just take those thoughts for granted. Because out of everything people could be thinking about, they do not have to be thinking about you. In addition to that, I want you guys to really consider that if you're not praying every day, just before you get in your car and start it up, just take a few minutes to just say, Lord, thank you. Because I get in this car every day, and it's the number one killer in the world is automobile accidents. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to get to work every day and come home safely. Thank you, Lord, that I haven't been in an accident. Thank you, God, because some of us have just missed an accident. I don't know if y'all have done, but I have been just missed an accident and don't even know how I missed it. Saw it, but didn't get hurt by it. Just keep thinking about those things where you were this close to death and you're alive right now. Give some gratitude. Watch what you're thinking. Watch how you're thinking. And watch who you're thinking about. And try to make those thoughts positive, gratitude, and at least godly. Because some people are thinking about folks, but it ain't necessarily the most godly thought. So I want y'all to just take into consideration, if there's someone that is, you know, it's hard for you to think about them in a godly way, pray for them. Because hurting people hurt people. So just pray for people. Guard your mind and your ears. Think about others. And I just wanted to say again, thank you to my family. Because you guys have truly been troopers this whole entire month, and you're continuing to show up and show out. My brother Joseph is amazing. I mean, if anybody should be self-centered right now, it should be him. He needs a kidney, and he's always showing up for his family. He's always giving. He's always giving advice. He's always being there for, you know, his nieces and his nephews, even though he didn't have any kids of his own. My kids would not be the people that they are today if it wasn't for Joseph. So just thank people and let them know how much you appreciate them. So that's what we have tonight on Thoughts. That's the scriptures I gave you on Thus Saith God's Word. And please know that I do love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. This is Sharon Hill Withers. It's All About You Life Coaching. And I want you to know you were the best thing God has ever done.